coming straight to you from the Keller ISD Genius Headquarters. You are listening to Hanging at the Headquarters, a Genius Team podcast. Now, your hosts, the Keller ISD Genius Team.
Hey, we're the Genius Team, and we are back for our third year of podcasting. Thanks for joining in. Today, we're going to talk about high school extracurriculars and all of the aspects that go along with it. To start, we're going to introduce everyone in the studio today. I'm Hannah Edgar, and I am a junior at Keller High School, and I'm very involved with cross country, track, the National Technical Honor Society, as well as I am a co-founder and secretary of my school's Zumba Club.
My name is Daniel. I am a senior at KCAL, and I'm in SkillsUSA, Robotics, National Technical Honor Society, Workforce Industry Training, and SolarCar.
Hello, my name is Devin. I'm a senior at Keller High School, and I'm in Band, Mock Trial, National Honor Society, National Technical Honor Society, and Green Cord.
Hi, I'm Tanner. I am a junior at Keller High School, and I am involved in Circle of Friends, Papermaking Club, National Art Honor Society, Green Cord, and Keller Interact.
Hi, my name is Carter. My freshman year, I did marching band and cross country. And then my junior year, I became representative of the Spanish Honor Society, joined NHS, National Technical Honor Society, and Workforce Industry Training.
My name is Nick. I'm a senior at Central, and I play school soccer as well as club soccer, and I'm a member of the school's chess club.
Hello, I'm Aiden. I am a senior at Keller High School, and I'm part of Green Cord.
Hey everybody, I'm Keelan. I'm in band and all the groups within it, jazz band, marching band, you name it, I'm your guy. I'm also in Mock Trial, National Honor Society. I'm starting the Writing Center at our high school, and I am in Spanish Club.
My name is Milka. I go to Central High School, and I'm a junior. I'm involved in powerlifting. I'm the orchestra president, the Future Business Leaders of America Area 7 president. I'm also involved in principals and superintendent's cabinet and future health professionals.
With all that that goes on in high school between sports, homework, projects, studying for tests, for what reason would y'all get involved in all these extracurriculars?
Personally, one major reason that I go and have lots of different extracurriculars is it gives me a great opportunity to try new things and get out of my comfort zone and explore things that I wouldn't have interacted with normally, and also get to meet people that I wouldn't have met just going through high school because either we're in different grades or we're just in different pathways.
Yeah, I think for me, extracurricular activities give me a place to forget about my problems. I know especially with fine arts and things like that, music, the arts, they're an escape for me, and I find that the stresses of high school and all the things that are weighing down on me all the time, extracurricular activities are a way to get myself out of that headspace.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about students using the time to decompress, to just enjoy themselves more than they would be able to in the classroom setting. And I also know that for some students, their at-home life may be unstable or just generally too busy to really have that time of relaxation away from school. So they join extracurriculars in order to get that time.
And in addition to the influence of your home life, many students have parents that want them very involved with clubs and extracurriculars in general because it'll look really good on college applications. And I know that Carter has a lot to say about that.
College applications are a prime example of what hangs over students' heads as you navigate high school involvements. From the first day of high school, students hear about college, this will look good for college, this will look bad for college. Students feel pressure to get involved, join sports, student organizations, striving for leadership positions while also balancing grades with advanced classes so they can be accepted into the top schools and receive scholarships. Another thing is student debt. Student debt is a huge motivator for students. We hear a lot about that today in politics and the news, and it's a serious problem in our society, and this is something that puts a lot of pressure on students.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. There are a lot of pressures that come with extracurricular activities, but for me, there's so many benefits for them. And I think my main benefit for clubs is they provide really good leadership opportunities. And you mentioned colleges, and colleges definitely look for leadership opportunities and skills in their applications. And so I think extracurriculars like band definitely provide those opportunities.
along with those leadership opportunities, you can also find a sense of school spirit that you might not find somewhere else by just feeling more connected with the people at your school that you might not have classes with, that you might never meet if it wasn't for those clubs.
These organizations also provide more time around your friends at school, which just creates an overall more positive environment on campus, which facilitates more success for all the students involved.
For me, I think that great minds think alike, and when it comes to people that share the same interests as you, I think that that kind of creates a community of like-minded individuals within the school and kind of creates these subgroups that are really connected and really strong and offer a depth of opportunities for kids at all schools across the nation.
Building more into interests. Sometimes you'll never find your interests until you realize what your passions and dislikes are. For example, when I first joined FBLA, I didn't think I wanted to pursue anything in business. It was just a fun way to travel. But as I started getting more involved, I realized that I liked being in business and that it was something that I could see myself doing. Another thing is that clubs can actually be very stress relieving when they're balanced correctly. So it's just all about finding where that equilibrium is.
See, even with all these great benefits of being involved with the school clubs, there is the problem of the fact that a good portion of them have a cost attached to them.
The current district policy is that they'll only pay for one career in technology student organization. So most clubs fall under the umbrella of a CTSO, and the district will only pay for one of those. So I'm in Robotics and Skills USA, and they told me that they were only going to be paying for robotics because it's just so much more expensive than Skills USA. And I'm on my own for paying for Skills USA travel and food cost. But we do fundraisers in Skills USA to help remedy the cost of it for people doing more than one CTSO like me.
And even aside from trips, each club and organization has its own dues and fees, even just to join or be a member. And especially as you get more and more extracurriculars, these tend to add up.
The dues and fees can sometimes make it where you don't even want to join the club because you might not be able to commit a certain amount of time because all of the other clubs and extracurriculars that you might be in, and just the balance of school and your extracurriculars.
Adding on to that, sometimes students can contribute to a club, but unfortunately they don't have the necessary time to meet these attendance requirements, so they're unable to join.
That's very true. And going back to dues and just kind of like required like monetary costs, like there's required donations from many organizations, fundraisers, participation in local spirit nights. Simply joining like 2 to 3 organizations, costs can reach hundreds of dollars per year. And especially for our lower income students that are trying to, you know, work out of their disadvantage, this disenfranchises them from being as involved in these extracurriculars.
Yeah, on the topic of fundraising, most clubs have some sort of fundraising that they do. So, for example, in Skills USA, we have a spring and fall fundraiser where we go and sell different products in order to raise money for our snack bags and travel costs. And for robotics, we have an engineering fundraiser that we do every year to go and raise money because registration for our competitions is just so expensive.
Not only is there the cost of money to be super involved with these extracurriculars, but there's so much time needed as well. And these time commitments and trying to plan your schedule around meeting dates, especially when you're in student leadership organizations, can put more pressure in total amount of time that you have to commit. And certain extracurriculars can also take a lot of time out of actually being in school, as in actually being in your classes. I know that cross country caused me personally to miss a good amount of school between the meets and the traveling. And for track, I know that I have to miss more school than some of the rest of the team does just because I run the 3200, which is the first event, meaning I have to be out there extra early, way before the rest of the team does, just to warm up and be ready. But missing school like this consistently can make it very tough to make up work, especially when you're missing about one day of school every single week, and not just missing the classes, but even if we have time to come back to school after cross-country meets, everyone's going to be extremely drained. and no one has that much energy after being up at 4 a.m. and then racing a 5K and being outside for hours. And it's just very difficult to go back to the classroom and get like adequate learning directly after that.
Yikes, Hannah. That sounds pretty extreme. But the worst part is I kind of have to say that that's sort of relatable for me. Because when I think about it, during marching season and all the things related to that, for high school marching bands, there's a lot of time commitment involved with that. But my attitude about that entire thing is just that it's worth it for the future. Having those time commitments and having something like that, something like track or like band, eat up your time. It's worth it for the future because our lives will only get busier as we get further and further with our careers and our college hopes and dreams and things like that. So our schedules will stay busy, but it's about learning how to cope with the busyness and still be productive.
And I entirely agree with you, Keelan. These time commitments are preparing us for the future, which is why even though there is so much time being allotted to our cross-country meets and trips, we still have an entire team of dedicated people, so we all see the sacrifice as worth it.
Yeah, I have similar experiences to Hannah, except mine are with soccer. So during the months of December and January for school soccer, we have several tournaments, which causes us to miss multiple days throughout the months. Like Hannah said, it makes it difficult to catch up on schoolwork. You're feeling drained during the day, and it just makes your overall school life much more busy and difficult.
Of course, missing school and having events like this is inevitable when you choose to join extracurriculars. But finding which ones that'll help you and work with your schedule and that will maximize your productivity is really worth it. For example, Student Council was one of the clubs that I really wanted to join, but after looking deeper into it, I realized that I just didn't have the time to give because it was just so involved.
And I know for me especially, it's more of a balance between my extracurricular time commitments and homework. There's oftentimes a sacrifice between my grades or if I want to spend this much time at an extracurricular. During the marching band season for me, I often started my homework late in the evening, and it would sometimes hurt my grades or make it harder to study for a test the next day.
Time commitments can be a lot. However, by joining a club organization, you're put into situations where you must be vulnerable with others and you go through the hardships of high school together. You oftentimes make friendships that last for the duration of high school and in many cases into your first few years of college.
I think one of the biggest positives from extracurriculars for me is the people that you can meet. I know all of us here go to a very large high school, and so it's not easy to find people with similar interests with you as you, especially when we're randomly put into classes, even though we get to choose them. But extracurriculars and clubs that you can join on your own really put you in situations with people to make like lasting relationships with people with similar interests as you.
Yeah, and speaking of people with similar interests, just having a group of people, specifically a team as I'm about to talk about, that has always and will always be there for you is super encouraging and uplifting. It makes a world of a difference to people, even if you don't realize it. And so many people right now are going through so much, and just knowing that they have a group of people they can call their friends and supporters contributes a lot to their mental health and overall outlook of the sport. Speaking of mental health, involvement with these extracurriculars can help people immensely, even if they don't even realize it. I know personally being involved with cross country has given me so much more motivation, specifically just getting up in the mornings. As I've learned, every time we have a 2-week break, cross country is what gets me up in the mornings. Because when I get up, I know that I'm going straight to a place full of encouragement and people that genuinely care and want the best for me. And not just the best for me, but the best for my future as a runner as well.
Yeah, adding on to that, being on a team in school, whether it's surrounding athletics or not, it's super beneficial as it can also help you with your academics. Oftentimes, your team will consist of students in similar grades or classes, which opens you up to more opportunities to receive help in those challenging courses.
And hey, just because you're involved in a school club doesn't have to mean that it's all teams and competition and whatnot. You can get involved with clubs that are just for fun, like the chess club. Sure, it's just there to relax from school, but sometimes that's really all you need.
I have one point that I would like to make. It's that people who go to these clubs actually want to be there, since most of them are voluntary and you're not required to be there. So unlike school, people want to actually go, and that just makes everything feel a lot more lively and people more likely to interact with each other.
Yeah, I agree. To kind of pull everything together we've been talking about, despite all the negative factors, extracurriculars are the best way to personalize your high school experience. It's like you said, Daniel, you get to choose what you're doing, and it's voluntary. You decide. In a lot of ways, we don't get to decide who we sit at a table with in math class, who we're working with daily in our coursework. So therefore, extracurricular activities are our chance to personalize our experience and choose what communities we want to be a part of. To that end, I've chosen my communities, and through my 3.5 years of high school so far, I've built communities and made memories with people that I will never forget.
While there's a lot of costs associated with joining clubs, such as money and time, when balanced correctly, extracurriculars can prove to be a great way to relieve stress and can help forge lifelong friendships.
Thank you for listening to our thoughts today on high school extracurriculars. I hope we talked you into joining a club or an extracurricular. Thanks again.